And good afternoon once again, everyone, and welcome back. It is our number two of the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And, of course, on the Civic Media app. Hey, it is Friday. Made it to the end of another work week. Plenty of sunshine out there in central Wisconsin. Temperatures have warmed up into the low 40s here today. Not a bad day at all. Makes you feel pretty good heading again into Saturday and Sunday. And to find out what to expect weather-wise, will it stay this calm? Will it stay bright and sunny? Well, the man with all the answers from weatherology.com is our meteorologist, Ray Miller. And Ray, again, for a Friday, nice day here in central Wisconsin. Warm enough where I'm seeing some of the snow start to melt away a bit. Can we expect more of the same as we get into the weekend?
Yeah, really not a bad day today. We'll be a little bit cooler heading into the weekend, but not dramatically so. Right around our average for this time of year. Look for sunshine for the rest of the afternoon. Temperatures in the low 40s and light southeast winds. Tonight looks partly cloudy with a low temperature of 25 and northeast winds at 5 to 15. Saturday, cloudy, high temperature of 36. Sunday, partly sunny, 40 for the high temperature. Blend of clouds and sun Monday with a high of 41 and sunshine Tuesday with a high near 40. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller.
And I know this time of year we could expect either warmer temperatures at some point or even snow. And I know that in some areas to the south, some snow will be moving in the next few days. But we're hanging around right now in the low 40s. Anytime we can get that spike temperature-wise, can't we? I mean, it's that time of year where at some point we're going to get that spike, aren't we?
Yeah, at some point it will warm up a little bit. But again, these highs in the 40s, really right about where we should be this time of year. Usual high is around 43. So really not too bad at all temperature-wise right now.
My expectations are just too high. I'm just so ready for spring. I think
you and me both, my friend. You and me both.
Okay, Ray, well, have yourself a great weekend, and we'll catch you again next week.
I'll see you then. Take care.
And right now in Wausau, the temperature stands at 41 degrees under fair skies. Here at our studios on East Wausau Avenue. Winds are out of the southeast at 10 miles per hour, so a wind chill factor of 35. The dew point is 24, relative humidity of 51%. The barometer at 29.98 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. I am Chad Holmes, final hour of the work week. Yep, heading towards the weekend, Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Coming up in about 6 minutes or so, we'll have a conversation with Mason Prey, the Newman Catholic High School boys basketball senior, all-state guard in Division 5. Also helped lead the Cardinals to the Division 5 state championship last weekend at the Kohl Center. We'll talk about the state tournament, talk about his career, talk about the future as well. As had Mason Prey with Jeff Gress and myself a little bit earlier in the week as Mason, after the state tournament, headed off on spring break, heading down to Florida. In fact, he was heading off to watch a spring training baseball game before we had a chance to talk on Wednesday. So we're going to play that interview I had earlier in the week with Mason Prey coming up in just a few minutes here on Bow Falls Radio. Also, don't forget on Monday, again, we're going to continue our series of conversations with candidates for the Wausau School Board. And coming up on Monday in the first hour of the program, we'll be joined by Lance Trollope, who is the current vice president of the Wausau School Board, up for re-election. Five candidates on the ballot. Three will be elected on April the 4th. And we'll talk about the issues and his background with Lance Trollope coming up on Monday. As we, again, continue our series with the candidates for the Wausau School Board. And that will be on the first day of the new work week here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Looking ahead to this weekend as well, if you haven't tuned in on the weekend here on Bow Falls Radio, please do so, because we do have the Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens coming up at noon, both on Friday and Saturday. Excuse me, on Saturday and Sunday. Also, Earl Ingram. Earl Ingram teams up with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown, for a full hour program. And that airs on Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. as well. And our outdoors program with Joel Clayfish at 11 a.m. So all Wisconsin-produced and all very interesting. And going away from the political scene, basically, for a few hours on the weekend. So if you haven't had a chance to tune in on either Saturday or Sunday, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., three great hours of Wisconsin locally produced programming here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And again, you can also catch these programs by going to the podcast page. Go to civicmedia.us or go to bowfallsradio.com, click on the shows tab, and then you'll be able to go back and listen to this program and all the other programs here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Coming up next, we will have that conversation with Mason Prey here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand that's pointing at your head. You think you're mad, too unstable, kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around, running down underground to a dive bar in a West End town.
Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. Expecting a quiet weekend weather-wise. Also expecting a quiet weekend for me. It's been a very busy winter doing a lot of high school sports, a lot of weekend activities. Last weekend, I was over in Madison, I should say down in Madison at the Kohl Center for the WIAA State Boys Basketball Tournament featuring the Newman Cardinals in Division 5. And Newman Catholic, with wins on Friday and Saturday, earned a first-ever WIAA state championship. And one of the leaders of the team was Mason Prey. Prey, a four-year starter for the Cardinals, all-time leading scorer for Newman Catholic High School boys basketball. This season, all-state in Division 5, and just an incredible journey over the last 4 years leading to the state championship. Well, had a chance to talk to Mason Prey about the state tournament victory and a whole bunch more, along with Jeff Gress earlier in the week, as Mason out of town on spring break. So started off by saying congratulations to Mason Prey as Cardinals state champions. And to talk about that, talk about the season, talk about the future, and talk about a whole bunch more, we're very happy to welcome back to the program Newman Catholic's senior guard, Mason Prey. Mason, first of all, congratulations on earning that state championship, and also congratulations on earning Division 5 first team All-State.
Thank you. Thank you, Chad.
Well, let's jump right in. Obviously, it's been such a long journey. I mean, you were a starter as a freshman the first season, go 5-17, earn a lot of bumps and bruises, win a lot of basketball games for your sophomore and junior years, win a lot of basketball games as a senior, and then ultimately finally able to get to the top of the mountain. What's it been like in the last, 4 or 5 days since you were able to win that championship? What thoughts have you been able to process about this journey that ultimately led to a state championship?
Honestly, it's, you know, for me and I think most of the guys, it still hasn't really kicked in yet that we won that state championship. I mean, like you said, freshman year, me playing a lot of games and, you know, not having a good record and then just continually improving. I think, you know, once it does sink in, it's going to show that, you know, all the hard work paid off, and it's just really cool to see that we won state this year.
And Mason, again, I just through text and getting a hold of you to come on the show, how as just as a Newman community, proud we are of you guys, what a great accomplishment that is. What a, you know, you talk about having no regrets and doing stuff to the fullest. Just that experience, I think, allowed you to do that. So just incredibly proud of what you guys accomplished, and congratulations on all, not only the team awards and accolades, but plus the individual awards. But my, I guess, rolling into my question, how how hard has it been with, you know, the pressure? You guys came in with you're a really good class of seniors that came in as a really good class of freshmen. And every year, you know, there's always these expectations that you got to get there. You got to make it there. And now to, you know, kind of say, we did it. We went as far as we possibly could, and we accomplished all that, and we get to bring that gold ball back. Has it been stressful at times? Have you guys thought about that pressure, or is it relieved now? I mean, you guys, what were the emotions kind of in this ride that you've had from start to finish?
Yeah, I would say there's definitely been some pressure because, like you said, you know, even as middle schoolers, this class was kind of looked at as like a special group, and you know, a lot of people thought we were going to be special, but I mean, at the same time, what I think we were the one seed in playoffs for the past 3 years in a row. So, you know, when teams see that they have to play Newman Catholic and see that they're playing the one seed, I mean, I don't want to say that they're scared of us, but they know that they have to play a really good basketball team. So there's definitely some pressure, but at the same time, it kind of helps us a little bit because we know we're on the top, and we know that teams are, you know, they're looking at Newman and they see that they have to play a really tough team.
And how much fun, I mean, people laugh at me because sometimes they, you know, I went to Newman, I coached at Newman, I'm still at Newman, so I've never really left Newman. I could just probably put a bed down in my classroom and say I live there and that's my permanent address. But how, you know, one of the things that I take personal pride in is the guys that I played sports with and grew up, you know, knowing in all the different sports and especially the basketball field that I still, it's a proud moment for me to still say I have those guys as friends today and we're still just as close as we were years ago. How important has that been in this journey of attaining the state championship, the connections and the friendships that you've had with the kids in your class?
Yeah, that's like the biggest thing for me. It's really not even about basketball, like you were saying. It's just about, you know, all the memories that we've made over the past, we've been playing with each other since third grade. So just, you know, I can name countless memories that we've had playing basketball. And then, you know, even after basketball, going to each other's houses and messing around and stuff like that. So just to have these guys by my side throughout the whole process has just been amazing.
Again, we're talking to Mason Prey from the Newman Catholic Cardinals, Division V State Boys Basketball Champions, here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. You've had an opportunity to play basketball all over the place, you know, travel around, play in big events, play in big games. What was it like playing at the Kohl Center this past weekend? Was that somehow different than any other experience you've had on the basketball court?
Not really, because for me, like you said, I played a lot of basketball and I played it all over the place. But, you know, as soon as we arrived and as soon as we got the first look at the floor, it kind of hit me a little bit that, like, oh, wow, we're really playing at the Kohl Center. But as soon as the tip, it kind of just felt like another game to me. And, you know, I think probably some of the other guys probably felt that, like, you know, they knew that they were playing the Kohl Center, so they were thinking about it. But for me personally, it just felt like another basketball game.
Let's talk about the two games. Let's start off with the semifinal against Royal on Friday. They decided they were going to keep Mason Prey right in their sights the entire time. It was a grind, wasn't it? I mean, that whole game was a bit of a grind. You got off to a good start as a team. Then it just it was very difficult the rest of the way. What was the feeling like in that game when you faced off against Royal? Because that was a very un-Newman-like game. Usually you ride the Newman offense to victories. You guys had to use a lot of defense and rebounding in order to win that game. That was a real grinder, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. You know, going into it, we kind of knew that, you know, from watching film and scouting reports and stuff, we knew that they were just a scrappy, gritty, hard-nosed team. And we knew that it was kind of be like that. But, you know, I think we were up, 17-3 at one point. So at that point, we were kind of like, wow, okay, you know, it's kind of easy to score at the Kohl Center. There's not really a difference. But then they just cranked up their defensive intensity, and we weren't really ready for it. But, you know, like you said, the rebounding aspect, obviously Eli had one heck of a game on the rebounds. I think he had 16 or 17. And, you know, obviously Connor's a big rebounder too. So, you know, we didn't really do well offensively, but we did all the other stuff well, and that's why we were able to win the game.
Do you think the, you know, looking at your classmates, the depth of your class, so to speak, because sometimes, you know, the thing I've always heard about, you know, new ones, they're not very deep. They only go six, but pound for pound, I think every guy that plays in the rotation has just a tremendous amount of stuff to offer, whether it's your type of game, Isaac's game, Jackson's, Eli, Connor, you go, Thomas, you go down the list of what everybody is able to offer. I think that presented you guys as a very deep Division V team that really made matchups very difficult. Do you think that was obviously a big strength in your team is what each individual could offer and how they could rise to the occasion?
Yeah, going into the season, just like thinking about our roster and stuff, you know, me and some other people thought of me, you know, the depth might be an issue, but you know, once the season started, we came together and we realized that, you know, we have 6-7 really good athletes. I mean, not all of them are necessarily basketball players, but they're all athletes who want to compete and want to win, and, you know, that's what we were able to do.
And then a real good matchup in the championship game, a McDonald squad that had lost one game all season long. Your team came out, played a really good first half, played a really good game. I mean, that is a good opponent. Had a 14-point lead at the intermission. Were able to withstand a rally in the second half. And we saw, I thought, Mason Prey at his best, especially closing things out. What was your feeling on Saturday? Because obviously it had to be a little frustrating having, you know, a tough offensive game where you were such a focus for your opponents all weekend long, but then you were able to find it and really, I thought, lead that team over the finish line on Saturday. That had to be personally satisfying in addition to the team aspect as well.
Yeah, for sure. You know, after Friday's game, I was definitely a little frustrated, you know, not in the team, but in myself, just with the way I played. I felt like I could have played better, but we won, so it didn't really matter. So, you know, Saturday, I just wanted to go out there and do whatever we could to win. And, you know, luckily, teammates got the ball in my hands when we needed it. And, you know, I've been doing that all season, and we were able to get the win.
You personally, you know, you've shown for yourself as an individual player, have shown, you know, a lot of composure on the court. You guys have been, you know, you and your teammates have been in a lot of different situations and tested throughout not only your career, but even this season with the strength of schedule that you guys had. Being honest, was there any, when those two teams, you know, you gave them some blows, you got them both down, and then they both came back at you. Were there any nerves, any worried point, or was it just, hey, we've done this a million times where we finish out these games? Because I think one of Newman's greatest assets is if teams want to beat you, they got to jump out on you early because you guys shoot free throws so well down the stretch and you got such good ball handlers and teams can't press you. So so playing from behind, I think, makes it difficult for those teams. But both teams at the Kohl Center came at you twice. And even Gil, you know, Gibraltar came at you a little bit too. But you guys took the blows and you just steadied the ship. Any nervousness in that ever that, hey, we got to get our stuff together, or just, hey, stay the course, we're going to be fine? What was kind of the attitude throughout those runs that teams had at you?
On Friday's game, we were, you know, like I said, we started off, 17-3, and then they came back a little bit, as you were saying. But, you know, in the Royal game, since, you know, we got up to such a big lead, we kind of, I don't want to say that we knew we were going to win, but in the back of our heads, we kind of didn't know that we were going to win. We just had to keep doing our thing because we had a lead. But on Saturday's game against McDonald, we've watched McDonald a lot this season, and the one thing we knew about them is that coming out of halftime, they come out really strong. And that's exactly what they did against us. So I think McDonald cut it to, like, what was it, two or four or something like that.
Yep, got it to two.
In my head, I was a little worried, but, you know, I just knew with our guys and, you know, how far we've came along this season that we were going to pull it out, so.
Again, we'll continue talking to Mason Prey, the Newman Catholic High School All-State senior guard, about the state championship and more coming up after we take a quick break for a news update. I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO.
Tonight, I'm
down to 8. And the celebration will truly begin. And the Newman Cardinals are state champions. 66-54 over the McDonald Max. The Newman Catholic High School boys basketball team is WIAA Division 5 state champions. Congratulations to all the Cardinals players, coaches, families, and community. Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 is proud to be your radio home for Newman Catholic High School sports throughout the school year. And thanks to our Newman Catholic High School sports sponsors, the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, Sun Printing, REI Engineering, and the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club. Congratulations again to the Newman Catholic Cardinals boys basketball team. First ever WIAA State Basketball Championship. And thanks for everyone for listening to our coverage of the Cardinals right here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Radio 98.9 and 1230 online at BullFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCL and on the Civic Media app. Again, get the Civic Media app by going to the App Store on your mobile device and just search it, download it, and enjoy it because you can listen to Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and all the other Civic Media radio stations. Plus, go back to our podcast page to listen to previous hours of this program and all the other programs here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. You can also go back and listen to our broadcast of high school sports. And it was another great year covering high school sports during the winter with the Newman Catholic Cardinals and the Cardinal boys basketball team finished things off with a state championship last week, 66-50. Against Chippewa Falls McDonald in the Division 5 state championship game at the Kohl Center in Madison. Again, a game that we had right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. We're continuing our conversation with Mason Prey, the All-State senior guard for Newman Catholic. Jeff Gress and myself had a chance to talk to Mason from Florida. Mason, after winning the state championship on Saturday, it's spring break week for Newman Catholic, and he and a few of his teammates down in Florida. In fact, we had a chance to catch up with Mason Prey as they were heading off to see a spring training baseball game. But Jeff Gress and myself continued our conversation with Mason Prey.
And how big a deal was it for you, you know, to have, you know, take your teammates? You know, you and Isaac maintained, you know, when teams threw defenses, it was triangle and twos at the two of you, or they'd throw a box and one at one of you, or they'd shadow guard you with two of their better defensive players all the time. How big of a deal is it for other players, like whether it's Jackson hitting from the outside off a quick skip, or Connor going inside and doing some damage and grabbing some boards, or Eli, I thought, just down the stretch of your playoff run, coming alive and staying out of foul trouble, D'ing up the big guys inside and controlling both the offensive and defensive glass. I think that's a big deal and a testament. How big was it for other guys to continue to step up, even as the season went on, and it still seemed like the sky was coming to an end because you had only so much time left, but you guys just continue to rise each and every game. How important was that those guys kept stepping up?
Those guys have been huge this year. You know, obviously teams are going to come into the games trying to take away Isaac, but if they take away Isaac and I, then they have, you know, we have Jackson or Eli or Connor or Thomas. All those guys are capable of scoring on any given night. And we kind of knew that. We know that going into games. They're going to try to take me and Isaac away, and if they do, then someone's going to have to step up. And luckily, down the stretch of the playoffs, people were able to step up, and that's why we were able to get the gold ball.
And I know I want to always get all as many guys' names as I can, but even Thomas, I remember watching you guys in the hallway at the beginning of the year, and you know because he's a football guy and he's on the fence, and you guys are like, come on out, it'll be fun. And I just thought, you know, in the game against Royal and the game against McDonald, he came in and gave quality minutes where he D'd up, he made some nice passes off the opposite block to the other side of the block when somebody was open, he got the double. I think it was a big deal for, you know, not only for his haircut to be there, but everything else that he was able to attain and give to you guys down the stretch.
Yeah, Thomas was huge for us this year. I was talking to him all football season. He didn't even know if he was going to play basketball, but I think it's pretty safe to say that he's happy he did now. But even just in practice, he would give me looks. He would face guard me every day. He would make me better. And you know, his saying is iron sharpens iron, and that's what we go by. So just Thomas being there, even on the bench and stuff, he just made the season a heck of a lot better.
Again, we're talking to Mason Prey from the New MacArthur Cardinals on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. When we had you on early this season, it was very early in the season, and I know that we talked about going into your senior season, the things that you wanted to accomplish and to go through this, I guess, in a sense, your last dance with New MacArthur. Beyond winning the state championship, beyond being a first-team All-State performer, did the season give you everything that you wanted it to, both in terms of the on-court activity, the off-court activity with your teammates? Was it everything that you wanted it to be when we spoke back early in the season?
I would say it was. Obviously we had a successful year, but we also... You know, there was some adversity. There was a few tough times. There was a few losses. But you know, from those losses, we were able to learn from them and make ourselves better. Like, you know, obviously we didn't win the conference. We didn't get that conference championship. But at the end of the day, that doesn't really matter because we won state. So that's kind of where our mindset's at with that. But yeah, the season was great.
And what, I guess, jumping forward, because I think that you know, now that you've been down at state, I'm sure, you know, you're on spring break, so still enjoying those wins and just relaxing with some downtime from school and everything. Have you gotten any farther in the college search and where you want to end up, or any closer to saying, you know, it's between here or undecided? I think the first time when you're on, it was undecided, and I know coaches and teams have been looking at you a little bit as the season wound down there, and obviously getting down to state even exposes you to more people that might not know who you are. Any further conclusions or anything that, just out of curiosity for Chad and I, of where you might end up for college?
There's no final decision yet, but there's a couple of schools that I'm looking at. I kind of wanted to wait until after the season, but now the season's over. So once spring break's over, I'll probably sit down and, you know, discuss it with my parents and make a decision. But as of right now, not yet. I have not decided where I'm going.
And speaking of, yeah, correct me if I'm wrong, I can't remember, your dad's team made it to state, and did they lose in the quarterfinals? They lose to the Final Four in the semifinals?
Yeah, I think they lost to Marquette.
Yeah, they weren't in the championship is, I guess, what I'm getting at. How big a deal has it been to just have that time with your dad to discuss it and talk about, I don't know, maybe you guys don't, you just focus on what's going on with you, but I know sometimes when the father-son combo have both experience to a degree, you know, you share things and moments about it, why it's a big deal. Has that been something you and your dad have done, or something that's been cool to have a similar experience, I guess?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously it's a little bit different because he's old, so that was back well, back in the day, but yeah, he's been there for me throughout this whole thing, and it's just, you know, to hug him after the state championship and see my dad in tears, just, you know, him being so proud of me and so happy for me, it was an awesome feeling.
And finally, I think we have to let people know, where are you talking to us from?
I'm in a car right now, and I'm in Florida. We're driving to a spring training baseball game.
Well, I appreciate you, you know, during spring break. I mean, the timing could not have been more perfect to win a state championship on Saturday and be able to go off on spring break and get away from the snow here in Wisconsin. So we definitely appreciate you spending a few minutes with us. And Jeff, before we let Mason get to the ball game, any final thoughts?
Yeah, no, just again, if you you wouldn't mind telling, I think you're with Jackson and Eli, right?
and Thomas, yep.
And Thomas. So make sure, you, if you don't mind passing the word along, telling those guys that we're really proud of them from the Newman community, and tell them congrats from me. And, again, thank you for making the time and for you guys. I just think it's an awesome moment to say when – for you guys and your team that we are the only one that has ever hosted that gold ball in boys basketball history, and that's something that'll, you know, be in that case and be there forever. And in high school is so much about not having any regrets, and for you guys to go out and do that and do something nobody else has done, I think is just a testament to who you guys are, and it's an ultimate experience, and hopefully people understand what a big deal that is.
Yeah, I'll let them know for sure. And Chad, thank you for everything you've done this season and throughout our entire career. We really appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate you giving me the opportunity to be down at the Kohl Center as well. That was a thrill for myself and a thrill watching you guys finish the job. Again, Mason, it's been a joy watching you. Best of luck in all your next endeavors. And again, really appreciate you spending a little time with us while you get to the ballpark down in Florida.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you guys for having me.
Again, that was Mason Prey from the Newman Catholic Cardinals. And again, just terrific. I mean, it's a long process for a lot of these guys, and they put a lot of work in, not just in season, but outside of season. And to finish it off with a state championship like Mason Prey and his teammates did last Saturday, it was a great thrill to be there, watch it, broadcast it as well here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And again, if you missed our broadcast of the Cardinals from the state tournament, you can listen to them by going to bowfallsradio.com, click on the sports link, and then click on the Newman Catholic logo, and you can get those broadcasts and all of our Newman Catholic broadcasts, and you can click on the Wausau West logo for the Wausau West broadcast, the Marathon logo as well, and also click on the logo for the Big High School Sports Show to hear all of our interviews with student athletes and coaches during the course of the 2022-2023 school year. We just finished off our season of the Big High School Sports Show this week. So again, thanks to Mason Prey for joining us. And also, in addition to athletics, young people here in our community do so much work beyond athletics. Coming up next week, Wausau West High School, they have their spring play, The 39 Steps by Patrick Barlow, next Friday night at 7 o'clock, Saturday at 2 o'clock and 7 p.m., and Sunday at 2 o'clock as well. Plan on seeing it myself next Friday night and hoping to try to get somebody on board here on this program next week to talk about it as well. So not only if you are able to go out there and see student athletes in action, also make sure you check out some of the performing arts. We have so many great concerts, especially during the winter season of the Wausau West and Wausau East and DC Everest and Newman Catholic and Northern Lutheran and Wisconsin Valley Lutheran. And also go out and check out these performances. And if you have an opportunity next weekend, whether it's Friday night, either in the afternoon or the evening on Saturday or Sunday afternoon, go out and check out some talented performers at Wausau West, the 39 Steps at the Wausau West High School Auditorium. The time is 3:46. Again, nice day here in central Wisconsin, around normal for this time of year. Fair skies, temperature stands at 41 degrees. We're seeing some of the snow melt a little bit, but we needed to get a little bit warmer in order to get rid of a lot of the snow, and it looks like it's going to be a pretty calm weekend. We'll have our weatherology.com forecast coming up in just a moment, and then we'll come back with one more segment to go. I'm Chad Holmes. It is Friday, heading towards the weekend. Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and also on the Civic Media app.
me home. I've been stumbling on good hearts turned to stone. The road of good intentions is gone dry as a bone. We take care of our own. We take care of our own. Wherever this flag's flown, we take care of our own. From Chicago to New Orleans, from the muscle to the bone. From the shotgun shack to the Superdome. Calvary stayed home. There ain't no one hearing the bugle boom. We take care of our own. We take care of our own. Wherever this flag's flown.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes, with you on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Don't forget, on Monday, we'll be back after a terrific weekend, I hope. At 2:15, we'll be talking to Lance Trollope. He is the Wausau School Board Vice President. He is also up for re-election on April the 4th. And we'll talk to Lance Trollope in our continuing series of discussions with Wausau School Board candidates. Again, Lance Trollope at 2:15. And then we'll be joined at 3:15 on Monday by Joel Lewis of Citizen Action of Wisconsin. And Citizen Action of Wisconsin was part of the terrific event yesterday, highlighting the 13th anniversary of the Affordable Care Act that I was part of. I was one of three citizens talking about the effect that the Affordable Care Act had in a positive way on my life. And also there speaking was the governor of Wisconsin, Tony Evers. In fact, it was Joel that I told my story to, and he passed it along and ultimately started the process to get me on that program. So Joel Lewis will be with us at 3:15 on Monday here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Today is March the 24th of 2013. Really, boy, we're coming up pretty quickly here. Next week, we'll hit the quarter pole of 2023, a quarter of the way through this year. Time, as we get older, it just keeps moving faster and faster and faster, doesn't it? Well, some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. TV personality Mary Berry of the Great British Baking Show is 88 years old today. Fashion designer Tommy Hilfiger turned 72. Actor Robert Carradine of Revenge of the Nerds fame, among other movie roles. Robert Carradine is 69 years old today. If you are a wrestling fan, I'm not much of one myself, but you may know The Undertaker. Wrestler The Undertaker turning 58 years old today. Actress Lara Flynn Boyle from The Practice and Twin Peaks turns 53. Jim Parsons, of course, biggest role was The Big Bang Theory, played Sheldon Cooper on The Big Bang Theory. But Jim Parsons today turning the big 5-0, 50 years old today. Actress Allison Hannigan from How I Met Your Mother and also Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I know her most as she is the host of Penn and Teller Fool Us, the terrific show starring Penn and Teller. Allison Hannigan turning 49 years old today. Former NFL quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts and the Denver Broncos, Peyton Manning, turns 47 years old today. An actress who I got to admit I got a bit of a crush on. I think she is fantastic, both as an actress and as a human being. Jessica Chastain. Jessica Chastain, Academy Award winner, George and Tammy, Zero Dark Thirty, and other films. Jessica Chastain turning 46 years old today. Screenwriter, director, actress Lake Bell is 44. And dancer Val Chermakovsky of Dancing with the Stars is 37. And if you out there celebrating your birthday today, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Some famous events that occurred on this date in history. On the 24th of March, 1898, Alexander Winton sold his first automobile built in Cleveland to mining engineer Robert Allison for $1,000. It was the first car built and sold in the U.S. On this date in 1944, in an event later dramatized in the movie The Great Escape, 76 prisoners began breaking out of Stalag Luft III. On this date in 1989, Alaska's Prince William Sound, the Exxon Valdez spilled 240,000 barrels of petroleum after running aground. I remember that. Do you remember that back in 1989, the Exxon Valdez? On this date in 1991, some 100 cars were damaged by fire when dry grass ignited at a cook-off sponsored by the San Antonio Firefighters Association. No one was hurt. On the 24th of March, 2002, at the Academy Awards, Halle Berry became the first black actress to win an Oscar in a leading role for her work in Monsters Ball. Denzel Washington became the second black actor after Sidney Poitier to win the Best Actor category for Training Day. And on this date in 2020, Japan announced the postponement of the Tokyo 2020 Olympic and Paralympic Games until the summer of 2021 because of the COVID-19 pandemic. So those are a few of the famous events that occurred on this date in history, March the 24th. Some special events being celebrated today. It is International Day for Achievers. It is also Cheesesteak Day. So if you're a cheesesteak fan, this day is for you. Chocolate-Covered Raisins Day. It is Cocktail Day and also World Tuberculosis Day. But don't forget, coming up from 4 until 6, it is the Friday edition of the Devil's Advocates. Mike and Dom will be on hand from 4 till 6. Have yourselves a fantastic weekend. Get out there, enjoy it what you can. It's supposed to be dry, not a bad weekend. And then I'll be back again on Monday from 4 until 6 again. Lance Trollope, Wausau School Board Vice President, candidate for re-election at 2:15. And Joel Lewis from Citizen Action of Wisconsin will join us at 3:15. So have a great weekend. Until Monday, I'm Chad Holmes, and thanks again for joining us for the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.